On Friday's front page, the Taliban isn't just facing beefed-up military pressure. There's also diplomatic pressure to get Taliban leaders to come to terms with the Afghan government. Why the Tea Party is likely to play an influential role in the next Congress. And the furor over problem foreclosures began in Maine, where five homeowners complained that GMAC Mortgage was routinely filing false documents. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford and Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns. No additional hardware needed. Sync is subscription-free and available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says stepped-up military pressure on the Taliban is being matched by what appears to be a diplomatic initiative aimed at getting the Taliban to make peace with the Afghan government. Airstrikes have risen sharply in the last few months. U.S. pilots took aim at 2,100 targets from June through September, with 700 last month alone. Also on Friday's page one, the Tea Party stands a good chance of establishing a sizable caucus to push its agenda in the House and Senate. That's because, according to a Times analysis, 33 candidates who have Tea Party backing are either in toss-up races or running in solidly Republican districts. Eight candidates stand a better-than-even chance of winning in the Senate. Congressman John Boehner's path to power began in southern Ohio. Now he's in line to be Speaker if the GOP wins control of the House. Boehner grew up in Reading, Ohio. It doesn't appear to have changed much since 60-year-old Boehner was a child. Boehner and people who know him say his views haven't changed much either. In 1997, Andrew Cuomo and real estate magnate Andrew Farkas were sworn enemies. Cuomo was the nation's housing secretary. He claimed Farkas's company had paid millions in kickbacks to a crooked landlord. Cuomo settled the case in 1998, and 3 years later, he and Farkas became friends. Now, with Cuomo running for governor, Farkas is his campaign finance chairman. Cuomo's Republican opponent, Carl Paladino, says there was a quid pro quo. Cuomo says there wasn't. The evidence appears to back him up. The house that set off the furor over problem foreclosures is weathered blue-gray. It's in the town of Denmark, Maine. Nicole Bradbury paid $75,000 when she bought it in 2003. Then she lost her job as an employment counselor and couldn't make the $474 monthly mortgage payment. It would have been a routine foreclosure if a retired lawyer who volunteers for a nonprofit group in Maine hadn't looked at her file and realized the documents didn't look right. Greece is tackling a touchy problem. It's so-called closed professions that experts say are costing the economy billions of dollars a year. From lawyers to pharmacists to newsstand operators, about 70 closed professions are protected from competition thanks to regulations and licensing requirements. A study back in 2006 estimated that opening them up would increase the gross domestic product there by 10% over 5 years. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford and Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns over your vehicle's audio speaker system. No additional hardware is needed. You can also save several destinations you may use frequently, and Sync will guide you there. Sync is subscription-free and available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Friday's Times, the local and sustainable food movement has spread to the nation's largest retailer. Walmart announced plans to buy more local produce. The food world is focusing on sustainable agriculture, but Walmart sees going local as a way to improve efficiency among its suppliers and reduce its overall environmental impact. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad visited a town in Lebanon that was almost destroyed by Israeli bombs in the war with Hezbollah in 2006. It's been rebuilt, in part with Iranian money, and Ahmadinejad was treated like a hero. Times reporter Robert Worth explains the significance of his visit.
There's a lot of talk about the United States and Europe and Saudi Arabia wanting to somehow pull Syria away from Iran and to weaken Hezbollah here. And I think Ahmadinejad's visit is an opportunity for both Hezbollah and for Ahmadinejad to publicly say that they have a strong relationship and no one's going to break that.
Times reporter Robert Worth. In Friday's New York report, $1 in $4 raised by the Republican candidate for New York Attorney General can be traced to a $17 billion hedge fund. The amount is striking because outside of the federal government, no other state office has the power over the financial industry that the Attorney General's office has in New York. GOP candidate Daniel Donovan says he doesn't want to be the financial industry sheriff. That was Elliot Spitzer's nickname when he was Attorney General. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.